Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Last week, you set me a task for my late movie review. Every single week, I watch a film that I should have seen, but I haven't. The Princess Bride is one of them.
Had you heard of The Princess Bride?
I had. I knew nothing. Like, literally all I knew was there was a Princess Bride probably involved. That was it.
And here's the thing. I cannot overstate how universally beloved this film is. People love the quotes. They love those performances. There's a whole Deadpool movie that parodied The Princess Bride. Never been my cup of tea. I've never seen what other people see in it. So that's as much of the reason why I said it for you.
Yeah, well, look, I watched it. I actually sat down and for some reason my lovely fiancé Corbin also got sucked in and he wanted to see it and he was sitting there watching it with me. Here's at least my thoughts.
Let's go.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is this not an old-timey film? I thought it was like set back in the day of princesses and things. Is that a fake old man? I don't buy it. Don't buy his age.
It's Columbo.
Oh my gosh. If this is 1 hour fake. Out of two of just two white blonde people staring at each other lovingly, I'm done. I can't.
Hang on. Her name's Buttercup? Buttercup is a worse name than Lilibet.
Oh, the acting is so bad.
Imagine a whole murder plot falling apart because you could only doggy paddle. Is he the guy that loved Buttercup? I can't say that name, seriously. Shout out to Australia, country of criminals. And they're rolling and rolling, still rolling. Wow, that took a turn. To murder. What I love is that when I Google The Princess Bride, a photo of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner pops up. Has this woman ever thought to save herself? This is 2022. We do not need to wait for the blonde man. And that's the end? I don't get it. I thought this film was supposed to be like huge and popular and everyone loved it and knew it. I don't understand. Is it tongue-in-cheek? Like, is the whole thing a bit of a parody? One giant 1980s meme? Didn't love it. It wasn't terrible. I guess I got to rate it. 3 chickens out of 5.
I think you might be onto something with the meme reading of it.
It just felt like they were having a laugh at themselves the whole time.
As being as generous as we possibly could be, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I often am not with movies, but this one, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Look, people might not be happy with that verdict, but I'm pretty chuffed.